Okay. Oh yes, we're live. Rebecca, tell me what you've learned so far in photography.
I've learned different genres, definitely, and sort of techniques, would you call them, when it comes to like conceptual photography, because I never really knew much about that before.
Okay.
So I learned quite a lot about that, especially recently.
Yeah.
And I've learned just the different types, so like genres and types of photography, and lots of new techniques and stuff.
Were there any genres you were unaware of before you started the course then?
I never knew about abstract.
Okay.
And then I mainly knew about portraiture and still life, most, and fashion.
Yeah. Is that because they're the ones we see out in the world the most?
Yeah, and they're the ones that I've studied before as well.
Right. Oh, because you did GCSE photography, didn't you?
Yeah, I did GCSE, and we did a lot of still life, but I didn't really enjoy it.
Right.
But obviously, so learning other ones has like helped me enjoy photography more, because I always thought of like, ugh, still life, but now I know there's more to photography than just that kind of genre.
Yeah, yeah.
So learning more genres is... made it more enjoyable.
Anything else you think you've learned?
Not particularly. I've learned more with focus from especially this course, because when it came to focus before, I never really thought of making things like, I know when we looked at Yuta Bar, like, you know, and she makes things like not in focus at all. I'd never thought of doing that. Like, if I ever had a photo that wasn't in focus, I think I'd delete that.
Right. It was a mistake.
Yeah.
So doing that deliberately, was that tough then?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, it doesn't look nice.
Right.
But you just got to try new things to get into it.
Sure. And how do you feel about the trying new things side of things?
I think it's helpful to, because if you don't try new photography techniques and you're just stuck in the same old thing, and people might not even enjoy it. So if you try new things, and you might enjoy what you try more, and your audience will enjoy it more.
Have you learned anything about yourself on the course so far?
I've learned that I'm a bit restricted, because I often get scared very often for my outcomes. But
and what's that? Why is that, do you think?
I just get scared it's going to be wrong. Like,
right.
And I always... So I have to try and tell myself, if I think it's right and I can explain that it's right, then it is right. But I just...
Because you're the artist, aren't you?
Yeah, and I just don't really believe in myself,
okay.
I guess.
So is that something you recognise in yourself that you didn't recognise before, or you've known this about yourself for a long time?
I think I've recognised it more recently, because, I don't know, at GCSE... I felt, when I was studying it, I felt like I had to be very aware of what I was doing all the time, and like everything was like really neat. And I remember when I started here, you told me that I had to not be so neat and just do it, and that, and then I felt made more comfortable, and I realised that I needed to not be so restricted. So I noticed it more at the beginning of the year, that I was really on edge all the time.
And do you still feel on edge now?
No, I feel a lot more at ease, especially when it comes to like presenting stuff as well.
Okay.
I feel like if I feel like it fits well and it describes what I'm trying to show, then it works.
So would you say you're more confident than you used to be?
Yeah, I think I am.
In your own judgment?
Yeah, I think I'm a lot more confident in like my photography overall, like how I present it and my ideas and everything, how I plan it. Like, I'm a lot more confident than I used to be, and I don't feel like I need to keep asking for, is this right, is this wrong?
For reassurance.
Yeah, I can just believe in my own judgment a lot more.
Okay, so this may be an obvious question then. So what have you found most challenging in photography?
Most challenging was probably to not like be a bit more free with what I did, and like be a lot more independent, but that's...
Do you miss the structure? I'm assuming the GCSE course was quite structured, like everyone sort of did the same thing at the same time. Do you miss that, because you're not so sure what you're doing?
No, I did it at the beginning, like I felt like I was getting a bit lost, but now I feel like it sort of makes it easier on me. So like if I'm like, so not everyone has to be at the same pace, because especially at GCSE it was like, oh, if one person's ahead, then we should all be as fast as they can, because they can do it, why can't everyone else? But it's a bit like everyone has their own pace, and as long as you get it done, you get it done.
Yeah.
So.
And you're setting your own targets now. How does that feel?
sometimes it's a bit worrying because I'm not sure what to set.
But yeah.
Then I just have to sort of think, well, what's going to benefit best? But
do you have a preconceived idea then of how well you want to do on the course? Do you know what you want to do in terms of getting a good grade and all that kind of stuff? Is that, you feel ambitious in that sense?
Yeah, I know like what I want to achieve by like the end of like sixth form.
Yeah.
And I just know I want to get a good high grade. I remember I put my target grade as an A, and I thought I'm probably aiming high.
How much point having another target grade is there? Everyone should have a target grade of an A.
And I thought, well, better to aim high than.
No, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And how do you feel about that? Do you feel like you're on target for that?
Yeah, well, especially with our gradings for our last work, mm-hmm. when I got B, I was like, oh my God, I'm close, because mm-hmm. that's all I got for GCSE after like 2 years of work, mm-hmm. so after only like a term, I thought, well.
And how important to you is that, getting that feedback about knowing where you are?
Oh yeah, I like to have feedback, yeah, because otherwise I feel like I'm just handing it in, unsure if it's like not right, like. It's a bit like me not being confident.
Sure.
Again, like, I just need to know that I've got everything correct and up to standard.
Okay, and then the last question then. So what, thinking about the future, what do you still hope to learn about in photography?
Well, I guess there's probably a lot that I haven't learned, obviously, because I can't really learn anything about photography.
Well, no, indeed, yeah.
But a lot more techniques. I like looking at a lot more other artists, like, because I like looking at the way they see things and the way they do their photography.
Yeah.
Because so far we've looked at a lot that I would never have thought to do photography like they have.
Right.
I never knew what typologies were before I came here, so I thought like, I think studying different artists mm-hmm. is really beneficial for.
And more about the history of photography, or more about other artists' work, or more about the theory of photography? What sort of thing interests you? Because obviously there's so much to study.
Yeah.
We can only study a small portion of it and high level. What would you think we should focus on in the course? Techniques, history, theory, artists, critical analysis, what sort
I'd
of things?
Say artists, but then also the history, because you've got to put them sort of both together.
So seeing why they made work like that, and when and how, all of that together.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's important?
Because it just gives you like a clearer understanding, kind of like.
Because we could just put the emphasis on you making your own work.
Yeah.
Why would we need to study other photographers and the history of photography? Why is that important?
It's inspiring, I guess, because I know, personally, if I didn't look at other artists, then I'd probably still be really restricted in my photography so far. Like, looking at other parts to photography and not just keeping to your own ideas mm-hmm. helps you expand your variation of images and projects and things like that.
Great.
It just helps you improve in yourself.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.